Hashem tells Noach to build a teva, as you're all aware. And this teva is going, if anyone's ever been to the Bronx Zoo, so the Bronx Zoo is like huge. It takes up acres and acres and acres of land. And somehow, all of the animals in the entire existence of the world were all able to fit into a teva. That seems to be, now I know you're going to tell me, well, yeah, but the Bronx Zoo has like a train, and it has a concession stand. They didn't have that in the teva. But still, to all, be able to get all of those species and all of those different animals into the teva, it's very, very amazing that such a thing would fit. So says the Ramban, Yadua ki achayos rabos ma'od. We know that there are many, many species of animals. Umehen gedolos ma'od, kipilim, kareimim, the zulot. Also, some of them are pretty big, like elephants. Elephants are pretty big animals. And there are millions of types of ants and worms and flies. There's so many different types of birds. You know, back then the dodo bird was still flying around. So there were lots and lots of birds back then. Okay, so he quotes a raya from Chulin of all the multitudes of birds that there are in the world. And in order to perpetuate their species, he obviously, Noah had to bring from every single species. Every type of, you know, there are seven different types of bees, so all seven needed to be in there in order for those to continue in the future. You also need food for them. You know, like those little machines, you put a quarter and you spin it and like that comes out, you throw it to the ducks. Think of how many machines like that they need in the teva. So how are you going to have food for a whole year for all these animals? Like, elephants probably eat large quantities of food. I don't know, maybe
peanuts, right?
Yeah, a lot of peanuts. So how are you going to have all of that amount of food in this teva? This teva is starting to get very small. It started as a very big teva. This teva is all of a sudden starting to get very small. Lo tachilo sama teva zos. This teva will never be able to hold all of them. The lo eser kiyoteva, even 10 of them, wouldn't be able to. Aval hunesis. You got to say that it was a miracle. Hechzik muata samaruba. Somehow, this small teva was able to hold something which was much greater in size than the teva itself. V'im tomar. Now we have a question. Wait a second. If anyway Hashem needs to do a miracle, so why in the world did Noah had to build such a big teva? I mean, for a man living in ancient times without modern technology of building a teva of that size is still a major undertaking. Why in the world, if there's going to be a miracle anyways, let him build like a little pocket teva, and he'll like do a magic trick and everything will get in. Why do you need to build such, anyway, it's a miracle anyway. So that's the Ramban's question. V'im tomar yasena katana v'yismoch al ha'nesel. Let him make it small, and then the nace will happen. At that point, who cares how big the nace is? If you're going to get 100 elephants into a car, right, like in the zoo, or 100 clowns, whatever they have, 100 clowns, right? 100 clowns into a car, or you're going to get 1,000 clowns. It doesn't make a difference at that point. It's already miraculous. Says the Ramban, Re'ei Hashem Yisbarach la'asos gedola. Hashem still wanted it to be big. Kadesh yiro so b'nei doro. First of all, there was a message that needed to be sent to Noach's his contemporaries. V'yit mahuaba, they're going to ask, whoa, what's this big boat you're building? V'yisapru alan, and they'll start talking about it. V'yidabru b'inyan amabul, and everyone will say, oh yeah, the old guy thinks that we're sinning too much and that Hashem is going to punish us. Maybe that'll inspire some people to do tshuva. It'll become the talk of the town, the big boat that the crazy old man is building because there's going to be a flood. V'konos ha'behema v'achayev ha'of v'tochan, then there'll be a whole process of him like collecting all the animals and bringing them in. Ulayasu tshuva. Maybe they'll do tshuva. Hashem doesn't give up. Doesn't want us to give up on them. Maybe they'll do tshuva. The ode, another answer, says the Ramban, and this is the one that's important for us today. Osu osa gedola lemayit benes. The reason why Hashem did it was, in achanami, a nes needs to be done, but whatever can be done to minimize the nes, Hashem wants to be done. Minimize the nes as much as possible. Oh, it's such a small minimization. I mean, it's still such a miracle. That's true. But whatever we can minimize the nace is worth it. Ki kein haderech b'chol anisim shebetoro b'nevi'im. Lasos mash b'yad adam lasos. We have to try to do as best as we can and human effort as much as possible. V'ashar yebed yidei shamayim. If Hashem didn't do a miracle, it's true, but that doesn't potter us from trying. We have to try. We have to make efforts to do things al pi derech hateva. And if in the end there needs to be a nes, there should be a nes. This is, first of all, just a very important hashkafic point in general. Person's sick. You have an absolute chiyuv to go out and get the best doctor you can. You can't say, oh, I have a lot of emuna, so I'll just rely on Hashem. And, right? I'll just, right, hearkening back to Shpizin. You can't just daven as hard as you can and say, all right, the guy's sick, but Hashem will help. You have an absolute chiyuv to go out, do medical research, find the best doctor, give the person the best care. If it's still going to be a miracle that Hashem will heal them, so be it. Hashem, mirtz Hashem, Hashem will do the miracle. But after you've done your human effort, and that's one thing that we learn from here. The other thing is that in general, Hashem wants there to be derech hateva. Hashem wants there to be a natural order in the world. He doesn't want the world to run based on miracles. We have no bechira then if the world runs based on miracles. What, it's going to be a question if you're going to believe in God, if God's doing miracles all the time? Hashem wants the world to run based on teva. And we see this in a number of other Rambans. I put them on the sheet for you. I'm not going to go through them inside right now. I'll just tell you them outside very quickly. The first one on the sheet is Devarim, where we're told that the Jewish army, before we go into Eretz Israel, needs to appoint generals and sergeants. What do we need generals and sergeants? Anyone read Sefer Yehoshua? Haven't you been checking the WhatsApp group? Don't you know the value of the Tanakh Chabura? Haven't you been learning Sefer Yehoshua? Sefer Yehoshua tells us that Klal Yisrael walked in, and that's it. They just conquered everyone. There was one little mess up in Ai. But besides that, we walked in, and it was miraculous. We weren't losing anyone, battle after battle. So what do we need generals for and sergeants and training? Says the Ramban. It's true, Hashem's going to miraculously let you conquer Eretz Yisrael. But that doesn't mean you don't have to put in your effort. You need to train generals. You need to train sergeants. You need to practice. So too, the Ramban in the beginning of Bamidbar. We see a census. Klal Yisrael is counted. What do you need to count them for? Says the Ramban. Because before you go to war, you know how many soldiers you have. But it's going to be miraculous victories anyway. Doesn't matter. Our responsibility is to follow Derech Teva. And the last one is Shlach Lecha Anashim. Rashi says that Etzem, the fact they wanted to send slaves, was a sin. Asks the Ramban, why in the world is that a sin to want to send slaves? Have you ever, spies. Have you ever heard of anyone conquering a land and not first sending in spies in a reconnaissance mission in order to see what's the best way to conquer it, where are the strong points, where are the weak points, where's the wall higher, where's the wall less high, which cities are more fortified, which cities are less fortified? That's basic ishtadlus that anybody does when they're conquering a city. And therefore the Ramban says there must be a different sin. The sin cannot be the fact that they wanted to send spies. Everybody sends spies. That's the normal derech hateva way to conquer a country, and you can't fault Klal Yisrael for wanting to do that.